When her surgical site was healed and her chemotherapy finished, Mary was sent to a radiation therapy department to receive the remainder of her treatment. Her first appointment was with the radiation oncologist, who explained what radiation therapy is and the side effects from it. Mary gave informed consent to begin this treatment. To get her treatment planned, Mary went to the radiation therapy department with her husband. She was called from the waiting room into the computer tomography or CT scanning room. In this room, she was asked to lie down on special equipment called a breastboard to help get her into the correct position. The breastboard helped hold her arms over her head. She found this difficult. However, the radiation therapists were very kind and helped her into position. She had to remove all of her top clothing before getting onto the couch, but she was given a gown to cover herself until she was on the couch. Once on the couch, she was put into the correct position for treatment and scanned. When the scan was completed, she had three permanent tattoos placed on her skin. At first, she did not want these, as she was afraid that they would be painful and unsightly. However, when she realised that they were not painful and only the same size as a freckle, she did not mind. The tattoos are used by the radiation therapist to position Mary daily. The images taken in CT were sent to the doctor and the planners, who decide exactly how much dose Mary would get. This was a plan made specifically for Mary.
The next part of your treatment is called radiation therapy. You will receive a dose of over 40 gray in 3 weeks. You'll be treated daily for 5 days each week, Monday to Friday. There will be some side effects that we will now discuss. However, we can manage them, and we will support you throughout the treatment and afterwards. Have you any other questions?
No, you have explained it all very clearly, and I'm happy to sign the consent form.